Enzimes of Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Happy Pentecost to every one of us. Today, one of the great feasts in the Coptic Church. Feast of Pentecost. And all the fathers confirm that Jesus, when he went to heaven, he wants the church to be very rich, very strong, full of his presence. To make the church rest, he left the best gift, which is the Pentecost. But today, it is the day that we feel like we are proud, we are privileged people, are blessed people, because we have the same gift with us. We shouldn't be a poor people. We should live a rich life, because God wants that. When you see the great history of the church, always I ask myself, what was behind? If it is in the book of Acts or later on the history of the church, what was behind? It was the gift of the Father for us, the Holy Spirit. كده يا جماعه النهارده لازم يبقى كلنا غني، مش حد فقير خالص. النهارده الاساس بتاع الكنيسه كلها. انا عايز اقول لكم كده، يسوع قال كده، انا هسيب لكم اعظم هديه. عارفين لما الاب يروح السماء، قبل ما يروح السماء يقول لاولاده كل التعب والفلوس وكل حاجه. Jesus before he ascended to heaven, as you hear the gospel of now read by Abuna Habibi Abuna Bshoy or in the early morning, speaks about how he will not leave us orphan. He will leave us rich, he will leave us strong, he will leave us very shining people, privileged people, because he left us the gift of the Holy Spirit. Today we should take the share, everyone. But Anna, what touches me, يعني I was praying in my room early morning, evening yesterday. What's the message of the Pentecost for us? It touches me very much, the reaction of the people. يعني when the Bible says it was a great wind, like the place was a shake, like earthquake. Fell, and the word fell repeated twice. First, the wind filled the place. Means something. I mean, wind in the Old Testament, always wind, they mean give impression of the presence of the Lord. Like the Lord when he appeared to Elijah. So the Lord was there. After that, this wind or this presence fell every one of them. I was so much touched. I don't know how many. Sure was not only the disciples, the 12. So a lot of people from the church. But everyone, today I insist that the gift is for everyone. Don't say for a very blessed Abuna like Abuna Bshoy or blessed deacon or blessed person. It is for everyone. كل واحد فينا لاخد ياخد العطية. عطية كل واحد فينا. أو حد فينا يتحرم العطية. لأن الكتاب بيقول ملأ كل واحد منهم. حتى المريمات. For everyone of us. The gift. But what touches me very much, when that happened, and like a fire of tongues for everyone also, what was the reaction of the people? What the people said about that? What happened? Touched me very much. What was the reaction? What was the response of the people? When they find these people filled by the Holy Spirit and they start to praise the Lord, what the people said about them? Can you remember? الناس قالوا إيه عنهم؟ Ah, very beautiful word. He said, sure, these people, the original word, these people are full of new wine. It's beautiful wine. And Saint Peter used the same word. And Saint Paul used the same word about, like, it's in the context of the Holy Spirit. But I tell you, I was thinking in my room in the morning, early morning, is that true, these people was drunken or not? Who agree? They were drunken or not? Who say yes, they were drunken? Yes or no? Who say no, they were not drunken? What's the rest? I have three hands all in all. Either yes or no. What's the other option? Mr. Abuna, what's the other option? No, they're drunken. Yes, truly, they were drunken. I'm telling you. They were drunken. I think why the person drink? يعني يعني I was working many times either in Africa or other places about the people who used to drink and be addicted to wine. And always when you ask him, why or her, why you drink? What's the answer? Why they drink? Why people drink always? Why? تفتكر ليه الناس بتشرب؟ ليه الناس بتسكر؟ Why? First to escape from a problem. He wants to go away from his wallet. Wallet may be full of problems or sadness or failure or down or hurt. He wants to escape from this wallet. But second, to be happy. That's true. Both of them happen with the apostles or not. The two things happen to us when we be filled by the Spirit or not. Yes or no? First, the Spirit is the wind carry us to another world. World of heaven. And St. Paul said, even the same depths of God. يعني, I'll tell you, in the Greek language, there is no adjective. يعني, the original word is not the depths of God, but the full depths. يعني, the Holy Spirit carry us to another world. يعني, these people, if you hear, you find that people, the apostles were that time threatened to be killed, and they saw in front of them Jesus was killed, and they were a lot of enmity against them and hatred. But what they were doing when they were filled by the Holy Spirit? What happened to them? Sad and fearful and panic. What they were doing? What the Bible says? It's not praying. It's doing something very, very, very strange. Can we do A side? فكان كان بيقول البايبل كان بيقول ايه البوك اوف اكس بيعملوا ايه عشان كده البيبل قال they are full of new wine. What they were doing that time what they were doing, بص كده look كده they were in that time all of them was praising the Lord. The Bible says that the book, the story said that all of them were like speaking about miracles of the Lord. They were so happy. They couldn't see enmity. They couldn't see their problems. They couldn't see even the world around them. They could see one thing only. What is that thing which makes them to praise the Lord? يعني يقولوا كانوا بيسبحوا بيتكلموا بعظائم الله. بيتكلموا بإيه؟ بعظائم. طب هم هتتقتلوا زي ما قتل يسوع. وبعدين الرؤساء كانوا بيكرهوكم. وشوف هيحصل لكم إيه؟ كانوا بيعملوا إيه؟ They were speaking about the miracles, the great things of God. Why? What made them to do that? Sure, they were in another presence. If I'm living in the presence of my problems, my world, the evil around me, I'll be always sad and depressed. But these people could see something else. When St. Peter went to explain what's happening alone, you don't know what's happening. What's happening? These people are drunk. I mean, no, they are drunk, but with another wine. Better wine, not the new wine you think about. It is another wine. It is wine of the presence of the Lord. It is the wine of love of the Lord. It is the wine of another atmosphere, another world. What's that? How that happen? I mean, you can't remember what Joel said in his prophecy? What Joel said? That in the last day, I will pour from the Spirit that all your children, all the people can see vision, see dreams. They can dream dreams. What's happening that time? When the wind came, when the fire came for everyone, they could be carried to the same presence of the Lord. And they could dream. How many of us dream? How many? Can you dream or not? How many can say, I dream when I sleep? Can we dream or not? And I say, look, in night I don't dream, I feel I can't sleep well. Dream دائما بيخلينا release. مش كده? These people could dream. Dream for what, تفتكر? كان بيجي لهم, like us, nightmare. All the time when I'm traveling in America, people will say, pray for me, عشان I have bad dreams all the time. I said, but the apostles were not, they didn't have bad dreams. What the dreams they have that time? Bad dreams? Nightmare? They couldn't sleep? They can taking like hypnotics or sedatives to sleep? What dreams they have? What visions they have? What's the dreams they got? تفتكر ايه الاحلام بتاعتهم كانوا؟ يقول كده وفي اخر ايام اسكن مع روحي عشان الشيوخ بتاعكم الغلمان يشوفوا رؤى ويحلموا أحلام. طب إيه الأحلام دي تفتكر؟ What is dreams? Dreams of what? Do you have dream for the church or not? Do you have vision about the power of God or not? Can you see like St. Paul? St. Paul was in the prison expecting this, can next day should be killed. Next day should be executed. Well, he saw a dream that, or a vision of the power of God, the miracle of God, say, I can do everything in Jesus Christ. Well, look, I will go to Spain. Spain, tomorrow will be killed. You are out of mind. Yes, I'm out of mind. I have a dream. I have a vision. The power of God is with me. He will release me that I will go to Spain and to preach the gospel. And that happened in the history of St. Paul. See, do you have dreams? Which atmosphere are living day after day? In our daily problems, sadness, failure? That's sad. Now you need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit to lift us up, to be in another atmosphere that will be full of new wine. Wine of love of the Lord. Wine of the presence of God. Wine of new life, of new dream, new vision. I see new vision. I ask people, what do you dream about your life? To be rich? To be famous? To have a big house? Big car? Is that are your dreams? But do you think these are true dreams? I tell you, I meet people, they mean only, I remember I have a friend last year, only Sayyidina, I will buy the best Mercedes, got his wife complaining to only Sayyidina, they took 5 months in Germany to manufacture for him this car. Well, she is like, the car like his wife, the new wife. And this year, I tell him, I should take me a ride in the new Mercedes. He took me. بعدين قال في الآخر طبعا I was so fascinated, I was sleepy from the question, it was very comfortable يعني. بعدين I couldn't believe this is a car يعني. It was like an airplane. بعدين بعدها قال لي بس بص سيدنا it is missing something. I got shocked. What? قال لي it is missing. I said to him about something they couldn't manufacture it in the car. بعدين I got the lesson. Whatsoever what we dream for the world, always something is missing. Always something inside us, always sad. If even we dream for it, as soon as the dreams is down, always think something is missing. Some taste, some joy, some peace. كثير واحد يقول لي, سيدنا, I have all this, but I'm missing peace. Or a problem in my health. If your dreams only is the dreams of the world here, you will be always missing something. Aching dreams. But the dreams of God always make us full of joy. These people was dreaming. They were drunken. And the drunken of the presence of the love of the Lord, the presence of the Lord, the guidance, the Spirit who is leading them to the same throne of God, makes them to be joyful. Speaking about the great might of the Lord, they were missing nothing. They were threatened. Enemies around them, expecting to be even killed tomorrow. But they were not afraid. They were praising the Lord. People ask me always everywhere when I travel. Well, Sayyidina, how to be joyful? How to pass by the world but be trampled the world under our feet? Never what we see or what we go through eat our joy or peace alone. You should have a dream. What's the dream? To go to another. Don't live in this world. Because this world, as Jesus said, this world is like created, or mostly they are corrupted by devil to keep us always sad. We need the Holy Spirit, the wind of the Holy Spirit. We need to trust the Holy Spirit is forever to fill me. When he fills me, he glorifies Jesus. I receive the love of Jesus. He takes me to the same presence of God that I feel very happy. I'll be so drunken in joy. I don't need to escape from the world because I will not see the world. I will see Jesus Christ. When they ask St. Paul, I don't know, what is life for you? Problems like us? I don't know. Sadness? No. Fight of devil against you? No. What's life for you? Alone, life for me is Jesus Christ. I'm living in another atmosphere. I'm drinking with joy. St. Paul said, rejoice in the Lord, and I say to you, rejoice again in the Lord. He said that when he was in prison, expecting this. How? Because he was living in the dream of the presence of the Lord, in another world. The Holy Spirit always the gift of God to us to take us from the present world with all its sadness to make us full of another power, another presence, but not to scare from the world. Because you, as you see, these people who are full of like new wine, praising the Lord, after that what they did, they all of them could invade the world with a new joy, with a new power, with a new vision to change the world. After a while you find the high priest say about them, these people who could turn the world upside down. I was reading once an article. Is that true that these people or St. Paul turned the world upside down, or they turned it rightly? The world was like that and they make it rightly as it is in the heart of God, as it is in the purpose of God. Shankida, I pray that today all of us kida. After St. Peter said that, said, because this is the day the Lord promised that everyone who receives the gift can be saved. Can every day of us take all our problems, sadness, on the Lord? I want today to be like saved, healed from the power of sin, from weakness. I want to be released from all the things which catch me down always, make me down, trapped in the problem, sadness, that I'm in the church, and Abuna and the deacon singing, praising the Lord, I'm sad, my heart is heavy. I want to be like released from that. Today is a gift. Take us, the Holy Spirit, to the same presence of God, that I can carry all the burdens, my sickness, give it to the Lord. And I receive from the Lord a new wine. Wine of love, wine of assurance that I'm a son of God, wine of power that I can defeat sin, wine of a new dream that from now I will not serve the world or sin, but I will serve my Lord. You know that part, yani, I was thinking later on when I will be with you in this time of Sagda, I will speak to you about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Always we are afraid in the church to speak about the gifts of the church, of the Holy Spirit, but we shouldn't be afraid. Because today the Lord gave every one of us gift to be happy about his gift. I will be drunken by the gift of God for me to serve in the church, to build the body of Christ. So let us today to be all of us drunken. You want to be drunken today or not? Full of joy or not? What you want, to speak about the miracles of the Lord or to speak about your problems? Choose for yourself. Today is a feast. Feast of joy. Feast of happiness. Feast of love of Jesus. Feast of the Lord who is catching my life. Change the direction of my life from being for the world, for the sadness of the Lord, to take it in another direction, to glorify the Lord, to be happy, to be strong, to be witnessing, to be speaking, that the world around us come and say, please teach us why you are happy. I need your happiness. I need your joy. I need what you are living. I need the world you are living. How can I do that? We say to them, we have new wines for you. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, Spirit of holiness, the Spirit of power that can fill you. I pray that all of us today, when we are all of us praying in this feast, Taban, praying to our Holy Father, His Holiness Pope Shenouda, and all the Coptic Church, praying to Abuna Abshua and Abuna Anthony Habaybi here, when we are in this great feast, that all of us could say, Lord, today it is a day of joy. It is the day you pour from your life, your spirit, to carry, to heal my life, to change my life, to carry me to another realm of heaven, that I can dream dreams, I can see vision, I can see heaven open, I can see all your promises for me as a reality. I can see that from now I am saint in Jesus Christ. No more I live for sin. All my old nature, all my weakness have been crucified with you. I have a new now, a new life in you. I need a new dream. I need your dream for me and your vision for me, what for my life. But by your power, the power of the Holy Spirit, I can live that no more I live for the world or sadness, but I live for you. May the Lord bless all of us to be full of his joy and the presence and the power, that the Spirit catch us, catch our life, do great miracles, make us to dream and see vision. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.